This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Time, same show. Fesco, Mac, Dusty, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Don't forget, you heard the promo if you are already a G and up and listening or up and watching. Remember, YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Twitter, like, subscribe, top of your screen. You don't have to go search for it. But a happy Monday. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Weather cooperated for everyone, I would think.
It was a beautiful weather weekend, wasn't it? My goodness.
Minus the air quality.
Yeah, it was a little bit much. I guess somebody in Canada lit a fire or something and it made its way down here. Is that what we were dealing with over the weekend?
I think so.
Canadian wildfires all of a sudden breaking out all over the place. So, other than that, it was great, though. I mean, the next couple of days are going to be fantastic. And then back up to 115 degrees before the kiddos go back to school next week.
So that'd be great.
Yes, exactly. Back to August is right.
So. No, but it's game week. Got a football game on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Got three on Thursday.
Big night.
Yeah, you see Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Jalen Hurts if they play week one of the preseason.
Probably not going to see much of those guys.
Probably not.
Well, no, you'll see Joe Burrow because they're going to be playing in the preseason, they said, this year because they've been starting off slow.
Good.
So they're going to use the preseason as a come up, if you will, to get ready for the regular season, I guess. Huh?
Over under 15 plays we see from those under, three.
Three combined?
Three combined.
I'm going to say the over. I'll take the over of 15.
Okay.
That's a good number, I think, because you're thinking three and out,
exactly,
you know,
yep.
Something
right
like that. I'll take the over because if Cincinnati's really serious about what they said and they're going to get their guys kind of hyped up during the preseason, then he has to play more than five plays, I would think.
Yeah. Now you're just hoping that when it comes to Wednesday, they're like, Lamar Jackson will not be playing in the first preseason game of the season. Mm-hmm. Then you hit the under.
Then you're good.
Yeah, then you take the under on that one, yeah.
Yeah, I would take the under, I think.
Yeah, 15, that's fair.
15 and a half is what we probably would put it at.
Yeah,
put
14
a hook
and a half,
on
15
it.
And a half, yep.
Yeah.
But I'd still take the over on that one. I think that's kind of a low number. How many quarterbacks are we talking? Three?
Three.
That's five plays apiece. I just think Burrow's going to push this thing to the over. Now, again, I could be completely wrong. These coaches lie all the time during the preseason about what they're going to do, and then they say, oh, they're going to play, and then they don't play, you know? And so then we could be sitting here going, okay, I thought Joe Burrow was going to play, but apparently he's not going to play. So we'll see how it all plays out. But I would think if Cincinnati is really serious about kind of jump-starting things and doing things differently, which they should, I mean, they're terrible in the month of September. They should probably play their guys in the preseason a lot more. But who knows if they will.
I think everyone should. Everyone can benefit from it.
Yeah, it's always good to start early.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's the football season or whether it's the school year, you get all your supplies or you start, you know, TPing people's houses.
That's right. Wake up this morning with that TP everywhere. The funny thing about it is I know exactly who TP'd our house last night. I know exactly who it
is. Really?
Okay.
That's
good. God, yes, I know exactly who it is. But the problem is this is how stupid high school kids are, okay? This is how stupid they are. We don't have any trees in our house anymore, right? Because we took them all down in the front yard. They nailed Fred's house.
Fred's like, what the hell?
So Fred's going to wake up this morning and look out the window and go, oh. And so we're out there at 4:30 this morning trying to pick up his. But oh, then I'm nice. Like, we're going to leave it because we're going to let the kids do it because it's their fault that the house got TP'd overnight, ooh, right? I mean, so I'm out there with my wife at 4:30. They knocked the sprinkler down. They ruined the sprinkler head. We're trying to find that. I mean, 4:30 in the morning is no time to be cleaning up the toilet paper. But I don't know what went on last night. About 9:30, both kids are in the room. I'm half asleep, you know, three quarters of the way asleep. One of their friends is coming over because she needs something or whatever. And so all this commotion is going on. I'm just like, I'm going back to bed. I don't have time for this. So I wake up this morning and I look at my wife. I said, what the hell happened last night? She said, tomorrow. Okay, fine. Whatever. I'll get you the information later, right? Half asleep. And then so, okay, fine. So I go about my day. I walk outside. I open the garage door and boom, there's toilet paper everywhere, right? All over Fred's tree. There's a couple of pieces in a bush in front of our house, but his tree has been absolutely destroyed. So I go back upstairs to my wife. I go, what happened last night? She goes, oh, I got this toilet paper all over the house, right? So she comes down, you know, and she's out there looking at the toilet paper. We're laughing because it is funny, you know, it's hysterical that it happened. Because now the kids have to go out there and pick it up and tell us exactly what went on last night. Because, we get bits and pieces of this story of these people showing up to the house between 9:30 and 10 o'clock last night. Ugh. And I don't know what the hell's going on. And at that point in time, I don't really care what's going on at that point in time. But then I wake up this morning and I see toilet paper is everywhere in the neighborhood. So.
Yeah, one of two things, if I can go back to my high school days, toilet paper, one, is harmless.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
That means it wasn't like, you know, evil of what you did to somebody before,
right?
Which leads you to your next point, which means either they have done it already,
uh-huh,
or there is somebody that has caught the eye of either your daughter or they have a boyfriend, yeah, that is trying, mm-hmm, to be flirtatious with toilet, yeah, paper.
And I think that's probably what it is. And because the person who came over last night, one of their friends, that boyfriend came over a little bit later afterwards as well. Ooh. So that's why I kind of have an idea of,
okay,
who,
gotcha,
toilet papered the house.
Does
last
Fred
night
have a Ring app?
I don't think so.
Do you?
Oh, God, yes.
So then you should be,
yeah,
able to see.
You go back and see and look, yeah, and see.
100%.
Well, that's what Jen said. She goes, so-and-so's car was out there, and I'm not going to give the gentleman's name away on the air, just to kind of keep him squirming a little bit. But she says, I see so-and-so's car pulled up, you know, later in the evening, and said, okay, so yeah, we'll probably go back into the Ring and see
100%.
Exactly who it was. But I'm 99% sure that I know exactly who it was, the toilet paper of the house. But you're right, it is in good fun. That's why I'm not mad. I'm,
yeah, like, it's not
ha-ha,
eggs.
Yeah,
it's
right?
Not like dead animal carcasses. Like, we got
right.
Evil in high school. We would tag cars and wrap them in like Saran wrap and put corn syrup underneath the Saran wrap. And then our parents like, hey, that can chip paint. You're,
yeah,
kind of being a little evil. And then you would wake up getting retaliated against by having like a dead possum on your front porch. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I've never heard my mom scream louder in my life.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, once it starts there, the retaliation,
yeah,
then becomes, you know, tenfold.
Oh. And then you find out who's like really evil. Like we got somebody's car, a buddy of mine did. And I mean, we nailed it. Like mustard, ketchup, Hershey's chocolate, Saran wrap, peanut butter,
Saran wrap
handles.
On top of all of that. I mean, that just ruins.
Like,
oh yeah,
it was
terrible.
It was bad. So then, about 3 days later, I woke up and they had taken plastic forks all throughout my yard and ran yarn through the forks.
Oh no!
And then this is what's even worse. It gets worse. Then they took like little rubber bands and threw them all over the driveway. And you're like, well, why would you do that? Have you ever had to pick
Try
up,
to
little,
pick
rubber
up little rubber bands
throughout,
oh,
throughout your front yard?
Yeah.
And then on the front porch was a carcass of a possum.
Who'd you piss off? What'd you do?
What's the that wrong a- chicks, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like my junior year, and they went and got some senior guys. They're like, we're veterans. We'll tell you how to get it. And I remember my mom opened the front door like she would every morning to like let the light in, and just a whale came out. And I was like, oh, my stepdad came down and goes, here's a shovel and here's some gloves. You got some work to do. And I,
yep,
went outside and had to take that possum off the front porch with a shovel. What'd
you throw it in the street? What'd you do with it?
I don't know. Chucked it in, yeah, like somewhere.
Somebody's yard.
We had like a side yard that was an empty lot. And
right.
I just, you know.
Threw it over.
Yeah, you've never seen roadkill until it's like right in front of your face.
Oh, especially like a possum or something like that. That's nasty. Where did they get that from? That's the other thing. Did they go out and sacrifice this animal to throw it on your porch?
So I lived across the street from what's Stone Canyon, a golf course.
Yeah.
And now the neighborhood is completely developed. But before, it was being developed. So there was a lot of just open woods back there.
Okay.
And it's kind of like
I don't know, it's Artie Mize and 39th Street close to Pink Hill Road. So there was a lot of like stuff in that area that you could just, I mean, pick your poison.
Yeah.
So you want a coyote, it's down the street.
Yeah.
You want a skunk, it's just follow your nose.
Gotcha. So, or the garage. But it wasn't one of those things where like they probably went into it with the mindset of we're going to find a possum. They stumbled across the dead possum and like, okay, now we're going to throw this. Unless they killed the possum themselves. But that I mean, that's next level type stuff. If you got that kind of mindset going on.
You found out who not to mess with.
Yeah. Real
so
fast.
We never mess with Jana again.
Right. So. Yeah. How's Jana today? Mom of three.
Mom of two. Angel. Can get after it every once in a while and hand in glove if she wants to. But yeah, great person, always was. It was just like, and I remember I called her literally that afternoon. I was like, Truth. She goes, what are you talking about? I said, Truth. She goes, well, did you do something to my car? I go, we know where we're at. She goes, fair enough.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. And
exactly. We never,
because there's always that one guy who goes too far.
Right.
Like one of my best buddies got his car tagged with like car chalk with like penises all over his window.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Oh, he, you know, harmless.
Right.
Car wash.
Right. Done.
85 cents, spray it off. No. He went and found roadkill, put it in this guy's car where the spare tire is, shut the hood. Guy didn't know it was in there for about a week. All of a sudden, he's driving around, smells it.
Oh, that's great. I love that one.
Lifts up where the spare tire was, maggots, flies, all in his car. Dude, you didn't mess with Zach, dude. That's what we just,
well,
okay.
You know, what the hell was that? I mean, people do that kind of stuff. We used to put the Limburger cheese on people's tailpipes in college, and it would melt, and it would go into the car, and you'd be driving around smelling like just complete and total, whatever that smell was, and you could never get rid of it. It was like one of those things that, you know, you could never wash off. The saran wrapping of people's cars, we've done that. We had a guy one time in college, my friend Jamie Jones, shout out Jamie, Celtics fan. Mac, you'd like Jamie a lot. His car was very tiny. Me and another friend of ours, Dixon, I'll shout out Dixon too. We picked up the car and moved the car, right? And I remember Jamie coming out of the house screaming and yelling at us because this car was so tiny. It was like some sort of just Yugo, and me and Dixon just picked this thing up and kind of moved it.
That's crazy.
He's yelling at us. Get out of my car! Get out of my car! It was very light. We just dared ourselves to see if we could pick it up. So we've all had that kind of stuff. So yeah. I would imagine, you know, in the next couple of moments, hours, whatever the case may be, the kids will start to awaken, and then they will have to be out there cleaning up. Or Fred will either beat them to the house, you know, because he's going to be pissed this morning when he wakes up and sees the toilet paper all over his tree out there. But the kids will take care of it. But I'm with Dusty. It's in good fun.
Oh,
toilet paper
fun.
Doesn't do anything. Now you start egging people's cars and egging people's houses.
Now you're getting
now we
it.
Got some problems.
Yeah, because eggs do chip.
Right? Oh, big time, yeah.
Now
we had a texter say we had kids throw toilet paper in our pool.
Oh,
that's me.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, that
that's a lot of crap you're picking up out of that one. That sucks big time.
Yeah, I'm glad it's not going to rain this morning because that would get annoying.
Oh,
for Fred's drink.
Right. Yeah. And it's not a lot, so they'll go out there and hopefully they'll be able to pick it all up. But I hope revenge isn't on their minds tonight because I don't want to deal with that. I really don't.
Somebody says, toilet paper, what is it, homecoming? Sooner than later.
Oh, it is. I mean, we're already talking. We're past already the homecoming dresses and all that and the pictures. That was decided in June over summer. They're on to Halloween now and what their Halloween costumes are going to be. So this is kind of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The progression. Yeah, we had the conversation over the weekend. Here's what I'm thinking for Halloween. What do you mean this is what you're thinking for Halloween? It's the end of July.
Somebody says, when I was teaching at Stockton High School, the students for homecoming put a dead deer on the goalpost of the school they were playing.
Mm-hmm.
That's gangster.
Yeah.
That's like Godfather type
stuff. Yeah, that stuff like you've heard from like the 50s and 60s. I didn't know people were still doing that kind of stuff today.
Oh, it's great.
Stealing the mascot, all of that kind of stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.